Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, don't call Blue when you need a dog to find a clue. Call the OG mutt, Scooby fucking Doo. So grab your snacks, try to get away with it, sit your favorite trap, and kick back and listen to Too Much Nerd Talk, hosted by a mystery-solving, van-driving gang. And that's how you guys do an intro.
Oh, Lord. Welcome back, everybody.
I think it was like Ryan's first intro with us, because he's usually like, gets here like right after the intro.
What's that? I'm sorry.
I said, I think that was your first intro with us, because usually you get here like right after the intro, because you're like right getting off work usually right at the time the show starts.
Yeah.
Well,
usually he's getting off work and he takes a few minutes. So
starting next week, I'll be student teaching though, so on Thursday nights, I won't be at NAFTA.
That's cool, man.
So now I can just bounce into the intro.
He moving on up, bro. Proud of you, man.
Yeah, he got his
teaching.
I'm going to teach history to children.
Oh, gosh.
Can you imagine if I was a stereotype?
No. I couldn't imagine
right,
you
being a
stereotype.
Yeah, I was about to say, I mean, you'll make a great teacher. I can't see. You're going to be like that, like, funny, non-serious teacher. I can sense that.
The smart Jack Black version of School of Rock.
Yeah, he's going to be, why do I feel like you're going to be the class clown?
I don't. Like, I think you'll be awesome. But anyway, going on. Scooby-Doo.
All right. So let me set the backstory here. It's 1969. Some Beatles songs are probably on the radio somewhere. Birds are chirping. Mysteries are needing solved. And a dog and his friend stepped up to fill that void in everybody's life of not having a mystery-solving dog. Today's episode, guys, is about Scooby flipping, flapping, do.
Yep.
I think that's a main middle name, but
I don't know.
In 2013... America's TV Guide actually rated in the fifth greatest TV cartoon of all time, by the way.
That's number five of every cartoon
in the world. Like, I'm serious.
That's ever been made.
Which is great, because it also is the longest running franchise for Saturday morning shows in the United States.
Right.
Bam.
Go Scooby.
Well, me and Dakota were talking yesterday, I think, where we were talking about how they have like 12 versions of the show, and then they have spin-offs of the show as well. So
there's 14 versions.
Yeah, 12 cartoon, and the other ones are, well, there's movies.
Well, no, there's 14 cartoons, and then what you're talking about with the movies, and is there a live-action version of a show? But I feel like there's a live-action version. I just think of all the movies there.
It was on
Disney.
No, it was on Cartoon Network.
Cartoon Network, that's
but
right.
It was like, it was after the two live-action Hollywood films. They were like direct to kind of video.
Yeah.
And they didn't do as well. The thing that got the most was that Fred was a brown-headed man, and that bothered me.
Yeah.
I mean, the actor was probably okay. Like, I was like, how do you, I mean, I've never Fred not be a blonde ass.
Even
wearing.
Freddie Prinze Jr. dyed his hair blonde to be Freddie.
And
but come on now.
As terrible as that was.
I love Freddie Prinze Jr.
You know.
He's so corny. I love him so much. But, I mean, even he dyed his hair blonde. Like, come on now. But,
so,
go on.
What's the oldest of Scooby-Doo that you remember watching when you were a kid?
Who's Scared.
Like, do you remember, like, was it the original Scooby-Doo, or do you remember, like, it being one of the spinoffs that you remember as a kid first?
Wasn't the first one Who's Scared?
Me personally, it was, I want to say probably the original, like, three or four versions of it, because there's, like, Where Are You?, the new Scooby-Doo movies, and Scrappy and Scooby-Doo and all that would all come on like back to back, so it was really hard to tell which one you were really watching sometimes.
Yeah,
where
you
are
like
you?
One episode, you might get the whole gang, and in one episode you might get like Scrappy, Shaggy, and Scooby doing something, you know, so.
I remember the Where Are You, and I remember Who Scares Scooby-Doo. Like, I remember seeing those a lot when I was younger, like younger, on Saturday morning cartoons. You know, but then I started remembering as I got older, maybe like 7, 8 years old, I remember, like, where they were younger, what was it called?
A Pup
Named Scooby-Doo came out when I got a little older, and I seen that. I don't think we've seen a lot of, we only seen a few episodes because in the 90s, I think they were really trying to get away from the earlier versions of that show because people were really scrutinizing it because of the possibility of, well, it's true, of, you know, pot, you know, from the 70s.
Oh, I mean, come on.
You remember that?
I mean,
like, they hit pick. And I hated that. Right, and I hated that because we missed so much because all we got to see was on Saturday morning cartoons.
I mean, did you
but
see
then,
the size of his sandwiches?
Yeah. But then, like, when Cartoon Network started putting things out and it was more risque, like, you could put whatever you want on there, I think that's when me and Ron really started getting to see every single episode. Like, it would play all the episodes, and then it would move to the next version of it and play all of it. Does that make sense?
Right.
Like, so yeah. I don't think it was until I was, like, 9 years old till I actually seen all of the original episodes. Because they only played
a few. Right, I feel like a pup named Scooby-Doo only really came out because they had the Flintstone Kids. Probably the Jetsons Kid. I mean, they were making, like, kid versions of all the, you know, characters from back then.
Like, instead of the Flintstones, it was, like, Bam Bam and Pebbles and
It was legitimately, if I remember right, it was legitimately, like, Fred, Barney, and all them, but as kids. And they would go to, like, school and shit. They weren't, like, married, you know, like, Fred and Velma wasn't, like, married to, like, or Fred and Velma. Wait, what is the...
Same as, like, Muppet
Babies.
Yeah, what
is
the... Muppet Babies.
Yeah, Muppet Babies is one of them.
So interesting.
And
like,
Muppet Babies is actually a good one. And then if you notice, like, 20 years later, they came out with Baby Looney Tunes. Like, they were way behind on the market there, but...
And a type of thing that they like to do with cartoons.
Yeah.
And I'm there for it most of the time. But did you enjoy, okay, so we had the original TV show. Then we had the different variations of Scoob. There was a time when Scooby-Doo just kind of exploded, like right after the movie or the original TV show. And Scooby started having, like, feature films.
Yes.
I've got here, the first of those was Scooby Goes to Hollywood. That was in 1979. And these started, like, those new movies where, like, they changed the song. Like, Shaggy had a different color shirt. And, like, just every year they would either
Didn't have green shirts?
No, he wore a red
shirt. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
All right. Out of all the made-to-TV movies that came out of them, which one's your favorite? Mine is the Ghoul School one. I don't know if you guys have seen that one or not. Where they're, like, teachers in the all, like, monster school or whatever it is.
Yeah.
There was actually quite a bit of the movies that came.
What was the one where they were, like, stranded on an island?
That's the one I was about
that,
to
say. That was one of my favorite ones.
So you had,
is
like,
like,
the Ghoul
one?
You had Scoob.
It was the crossover,
yeah.
Like.
Scooby Goes to Hollywood, 1970. Then you had, like, the movies with, like, that were kind of short. They were, like, an hour long. They would have, like, Don Knotts, Batman, and Robin. It's just weird crossovers that you think would have anything to do with Scooby-Doo. But people loved it, right? So then they came back to TV, and they had the Boo Brothers, which was basically, like, the same thing as Casper. But they, you know, they had, like, three personalities. Then they have the Ghoul School, which is really popular. Another one, Shaggy's wearing a red shirt. The Reluctant Werewolf in 1988, that I don't remember ever watching.
I do remember.
That's the one where he's a racer. He has to win a race, and he got turned into a werewolf.
Yeah, right. I remember the werewolf one, too.
So 1998, though, what Lacey was just mentioning is when they kind of dropped the bomb. the whole thing, the whole time, and all do is that the monsters are just men in masks. That's what it's been the whole time. Men are always scarier. There's always an explanation. But in 1998, they made a direct-to-TV movie called Scooby-Doo on Zombie Island.
Mm-hmm, that's it.
And this is the first chronological Scooby-Doo media that I can find, except for, like, you know, the Ghoul School and the Booze or whatever. This is the first, like, mainline movie where they go to take the mask off and it's not a mask.
It's great. I love that movie.
There were real zombies on this island.
Not child food.
And cat people? Do you remember the cat people?
Oh, I do remember
the cat. That was an odd choice, but I liked
it. I think
it
was funny because he was a dog and the scary people were cat people. But anyway.
Directly in 1999.
What was the pirate's name? Was it like something Moonscar? Morgan Moonscar.
Right.
It was supposed to be the pirate. Yeah.
We had Scooby-Doo and the Witch's Ghost, which had, like, that really emo girl goth band in it that everybody liked. But, like, I think the main villain was, like, Tim Curry. So I was, like, in love
yeah.
with that movie.
Yeah.
So, you know
how... Like, that was a good one.
You know how, like, Scooby-Doo, like, it had a lot of music in Scooby-Doo. Like, you had a lot of bands and things like that. And
oh, yeah,
we were talking about before the show started how crazy it was that the original pitch version for the show was supposed to be a rock band with a dog who played bongos. And it was based off, it was kind of based off, what was it, Dakota, you say it was based off of?
It was based off of the Archie's comic cartoon that came out.
Yeah.
That's where the band thing came from. But
yeah, and
Shaggy himself and the bongo thing was based off of, I can't pronounce the show right, but the dude that played Gilligan on Gilligan's Island before that was on a show called Doobie something, where he played a hippie dude, right? But
yeah.
that's what it's based off of. Like, it's Shaggy to a T, is what it is.
Yeah.
Good old Shaggy.
Speaking of Shaggy,
and
though, I want to get y'all's opinion on this. What do you guys think about the new Shaggy, I mean, in this new Velma cartoon?
I hope you're not talking about cartoon. Is that the one you're talking about? I hate it.
Yeah, like the new one. Yeah, like I only saw like a part of an episode and I'm like, I can't watch this shit.
It has nothing to do with race or anything like that. I just call him Shaggy in the show.
Yeah.
That really bothers me.
It's one thing to be woke, and it's another thing to be way over woke and trying to, like, show the world that you're over woke. And that's what that show's coming across as. Like, it's trying to show everybody that, hey, we're woke. Yay. Watch us.
It is a very divisive take on the Scooby formula. Which, if they wanted to have an adult show with Velma, that's one thing. I just don't like how they kind of drug it.
Dude, I'm in to watch Velma as a stripper. I'm down for that. Yeah, I think Velma should do adult shows.
Probably thought that since like 97. But
I love how like in the news recently, Scooby-Doo's kind of popped back up, not the woke version or anything, but it's kind of popped back up because Matthew Lillard, who portrayed Shaggy in the live-action Scooby-Doo movie.
Yep.
He has now been the voice of Shaggy since Casey Kasem has retired from the role in 2009. So
well,
a lot of the cartoons now, it doesn't matter from now on. I think they were saying that he's going to be doing the voice from now on.
Well, there is. When they came out with that new movie, it was what was it called? It had the superhero in it?
Yeah. He actually told Entertainment Tonight in an interview that it was a bummer. He spoke just like Shaggy, by the way. It's a bummer not to voice Shaggy in the new Velma.
He didn't voice Shaggy in Velma or in Scoob.
Because he didn't agree with
he didn't agree with the Velma one, but for Scoob, they just flat out didn't ask him.
Mostly because they were upset.
Yeah, they got some guy from Saturday Night Live that does voices. The guy that they got to do it in Scoob is some dude from Saturday Night Live that can do, like, voices and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that they reached out for him to do it, but the real reason they didn't ask him to do it, I think, is because they were still upset with him because he turned down, because he didn't like the way that...
Well, Velma came out after Scoob, though, didn't it?
Well, they pitched it before. They pitched it before that.
But when did Scoob come in? That had to come out, what, like 3, 4, 5 years ago at this point?
Yeah. And then they actually pitched Velma long before that, but that nobody picked it up.
The thing I like about Matthew Lillard's portrayal of Shaggy, though, is that he pretty much took the cartoon version of Shaggy and made it his own and pretty much did everything that we saw Shaggy on the screen doing. And don't get me wrong, I really love Casey Kasem, but he was just a voice. You know, we didn't get to see how, like, he acted behind the microphone. So it was kind of like, it felt so good going into the theater and seeing an actor channel Shaggy so well. Like, the casting was spot on.
Especially since you've seen, like, Matthew Lillard.
If you're going to picture Shaggy as a real-life person, it's definitely him for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't think anybody else could have did that. Maybe Keanu Reeves could have pulled it off, just the way he's, like, is a stoner type.
Who's that?
Keanu Reeves maybe could have pulled that part off, but that might have been another person. That's a stretch. That's just like a stretch, though, just being a stoner type. Like Matthew Willard, like he's Shaggy. Like anybody pictures Shaggy, it's him for sure.
Right. And honestly, when the live action movie they were coming out, I was really worried about it. I like Freddie Prinze Jr. I like Matthew Lillard because how they interact with each other on other movies that they did, because they were funny. But I was worried how they were going to be these characters, right? And then when they come on, and I was like, I have to hand it to Freddie Prinze Jr. because he even dyed his hair blonde. I was absolutely happy, and he wore an ascot. Right. And then Matthew Lillard, like, I was floored because he's either played the butthole or he's played just the goof, but that didn't have any real thought process, or he played like the cool kid who everything was a joke. I wasn't expecting him to be able to channel Shaggy that well, because Shaggy's kind of got like that childlike heart that's innocent, plus his high version.
Matthew Lillard's always kind of had like a surfer dude vibe, so I knew that it was probably going to be a good match. Like the way he is in Scream and stuff is
I guess
that's a lot. A lot like an adult version of like what Shaggy can be. Since we're on the subject of, you know, the characters, who's the worst character of Mystery Inc. in your opinion?
Out of the core group,
of course the core group, because we know who the worst. We'll get to him in a minute, but I want to know who the worst one is. The original cast. Hard to do.
That's a good question. Yeah, it's hard because they all have their own, like, I can tell you the one that I think would annoy the shit out of me personally. I think Fred in real life would annoy the shit out of me. I couldn't solve mysteries with him, I don't think.
I think Fred kept everybody straight.
Yeah. I don't think Fred is straight. No, I don't think Fred is straight at all.
I think that, in my opinion, and it may be wrong because the live action movie changed my mind, but during like the cartoon versions, Daphne had great points and she was funny and like she was good, but I think a lot of her was filler. Like, I mean, if you're going to solve the mystery, you had Velma, who was so intelligent, she could come up with a lot of good ideas. You had Shaggy, who is and Scooby, who were the comic relief, and then you had Fred, who was more serious and made sure that...
Let's be honest, we know what Daphne's main draw was.
Yeah, it was the male attention to the crowd.
She was kind of eye candy.
Yeah.
But she did, you know, as the show evolved,
she did better.
She
yeah,
started helping with traps and stuff
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, she did better at that point.
By the end of
even
it, she was like running like a news station or something. Because in the Zombie Island movie, she's like some kind of newscaster at that point.
Right.
She probably got the biggest overall like character arc throughout the series. If you think about it.
Well,
honestly, her and Velma are the most successful, but.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, like, when you're solving mysteries and stuff in the beginning of the show, not...
Well, in the beginning of the show when they're teenagers.
Yeah. You know,
she was
probably the one that I could see, like, if she wasn't there, they would still be able to
succeed. They could have done better, you know, if they still solved the mystery.
But she wasn't the worst. The worst was well, Ron
the worst is Fred,
in my opinion.
In my opinion, in the original. Just because, like you said, we've got Daphne's the eye candy. She's kind of like the damsel in distress. You've got Velma over here pretty much solving the mystery.
All the mystery.
You've got Shaggy and Scooby being bait to get the...
Or comic relief.
To get the bad guy in the net or whatever. And then here comes Fred, who's just like, I knew it all along, and takes off the mask. And it's like... You know, later on, like I said, they all started becoming crucial to the group. Like, they couldn't do it without each other. But, like, in those just, it seems like in that first show back in, like, the 70s or what was it, 60s, the original one?
Yeah.
He was just, like, the dude that showed up and, like, waves his hair to the side and pulls the mask off and goes, I knew it. And I was just like, you didn't do anything.
Listen, like, was I like that though that I realized that Scooby-Doo was a triplet and he had two brothers? He was a triplet of the set of Skippy-Doo and Dooby-Doo.
I think Dooby-Doo would have been fun at some parties.
I feel like
he had a couple of doobies to do, you know? So, yeah, I'm in on that one.
Are Great Danes, or
I don't know.
Can they talk as well?
I guess. Like the funny thing for me was it's Scrappy, dude.
Well, wait,
was that ever brought up in the shows about him talking? Like, yeah. Was there like when he was a puppy, there was an accident in a lab, and
no, he's talking about like in the show. Like, did they ever show up the brothers?
No, I don't think they did.
I think they just talked about it.
Does it ever say how Scooby was able to talk?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I think you're
like,
right.
Because Scooby lives.
A lot of people.
Yeah,
I believe that Shaggy's the one that taught him how to do a little bit. They said, and then a lot of it was supposed to be your perspective. That you believe a dog talks, you know.
Yeah, but the rest of, but like, okay, so like for example, Stewie and Family Guy talk,
right?
But none of the parents directly acknowledge that he's speaking, so
right.
It's like it's up to you whether.
Yeah.
But like in Scooby's instance, Fred and all of the mystery crew actively talk with Scooby, so they know he's talking.
Yeah.
And that was what I was saying was that it was kind of the idea of the show back then because it was, you know, in the 70s where, you know, a lot of more people were doing a lot more things. You know,
they did have a ripoff show called Jabberjaw the Talking Shark, pretty much the same premise as Scooby-Doo. So,
and, you know, you have to suspend your disbelief. But I don't believe that there might actually be some dialogue somewhere that is just explains a little how he can speak. But there was another dude that could speak a lot better, so much better, in fact, that everyone hates him because of how much of a prick he is.
Listen.
And that brings us to
Scooby's
the real...
You leave Scooby's mom out of this. I told you she was a whore in private. I mean, what?
Scrappy Doo is the worst character in this television series. I did not realize how bad Scrappy was because I was a child. You know, he's Scrappy. I thought he was cool.
Yeah.
You go back and try to watch some of the earlier stuff where they have Scrappy in it, and I'm like, we don't need you. Like, he pops up, he's annoying, like, he stands up, he does the stupid little puppy power. It's like, bring back the mystery crew. Guy's annoying. So he was, okay, he's so bad, and I thought it was just an opinion, but apparently Scrappy is hated so bad in Scooby-Doo lore that the people that made the live-action film were always going to use Scrappy as the villain because of how much he was hated during the TV show broadcast. And I think at one point, he just disappears, and they never mention him again except I think there's an episode, you'll have to look this up and make sure I get it right. I think it's the show What's New Scooby-Doo, which was one of the better reboots of Scooby-Doo. There's like an episode where Daphne and Fred are talking, and she mentioned, not by name, but she mentions the character that we know is Scrappy-Doo. And I believe there's like a line of dialogue where Fred's like, shh, we don't mention him anymore. So that's how much they literally hate this dog.
Like, okay, so since they brought up the topic about Scooby speaking and stuff, the writers actually did post on 21 Facts About Our Scooby from the 80s Kid documentary, and it says Scooby's actually had a speech disorder. His excessive use of the letter R is called Ryotism?
Rutro Raggy.
Yeah. So I guess it is a fact that he does talk. It's not through your illusion. So.
Well, yeah. I mean, I always do, but I just thought the whole Rutro Raggy was just because he was a dog, not because he had a speech
impediment. He does have a excessive speech disorder.
Ooh, Raggy. And I mean, come on, who hasn't got drunk at a party and been like, Raggy?
That would be me, you odd tall person.
You know you've done it, Dakota.
A couple of times.
Dakota?
Yeah.
Give me your best pro Raggy, please.
I honestly don't have the best one. Raggy?
Ooh, Rakota's right. Lord, that's okay. I'll embarrass myself on the internet. Thank you.
Okay. Since you're a comedian, Dakota, I think you'll appreciate this fact. Did you know Scooby-Doo was the first Saturday morning cartoon to feature the laugh track?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's old as dirt.
Mm-hmm.
I thought everything had the laugh track back then.
No, Scooby-Doo was the first Saturday
morning.
Huh?
I thought like all the old school ones had them back then. I didn't know they were the first.
Yeah, it says it's the first Saturday morning cartoon to feature a laugh track.
Which awesome. What's your opinion on?
What's my opinion on laugh tracks?
Yeah, like imagine watching the show Friends but without the laugh track.
I think Dragon Ball Z should have a laugh track.
It's where they, where they cue people to laugh. But,
I mean, every time freaking Yamcha dies, I think it should be like a good laugh track through there.
I mean, like, I wish I had a laugh track. It would make it a little less depressing.
Lord knows it's clumsy.
Honestly,
as I
like a good laugh track would be fun every now and then. Like, you walk into a room and you're just like, yo, and it's just like everything just like, cheers and like laughter and everything. Yeah, I can do that. That'd be awesome. You
like,
come down the stairs
like
for breakfast, it's like a TV show.
Like, I can't tell
you. I don't
you.
Know. You would have to have like a bunch of dumb sayings on standby so you can be like, oh, I just did a quote real quick for the laugh track.
Did you know, sadly, out of everything we've talked about, as long as this show has been on and as many versions as there is and the live action that it's pulled off, that, and despite all the massive success, it's only been nominated for 2 major awards?
Really?
Mm-hmm. One for Daytime Emmy in 1990 for A Pup Named Scooby-Doo, and another in 2003 for the voice of Velma, Mindy Cohen, for the outstanding performance of the
Imagine that
program.
Being the award you get, one of the most divisive shows in the entire series.
Then that's the only two awards.
Considering all the other contributions.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. They had Casey Kasem for Crossing. He was the voice of radio. He was the voice of a lot of things.
Not to mention Christmas Countdown.
I know. And
it's Casey Kasem here.
Like, it's a legendary voice. And not even he was nominated for anything in the great success of Scooby-Doo.
Well, I was looking at Frank Welker is the voice of Scooby, and he's also the voice of, like, Fred.
Papa Smurf.
He's been Fred and Scooby in almost every single version of Scooby-Doo, except notably A Pup Named Scooby-Doo, and I don't think he was in Velma either. But, I mean, just imagine being, for so many years,
you pretty much
are the character at that point.
So, you know, like, throughout the whole franchise, that there was rumors about Velma being a lesbian.
Oh, boy.
And writers finally came out on that because the new
Velma was dating Johnny Bravo.
I know that. Hold on.
Calm down.
Let me finish. There was, again, quotation marks around rumors. Finally addressed it before the Velma show came out, but the writers tried to pair her off with Shaggy to extinguish the rumor, but it wasn't enough, so they did crossovers where she was actually with Johnny Bravo.
That's hilarious.
So, it was sad that they had to actually do, like, crossovers and stuff just to prove to, like, their audience that she wasn't. And then when Velma hit, I believe it all appeared back up is where it's saying here that they had to come out and talk about it. So,
I mean,
it even had, like, when they did the kid version and things like that of Scooby-Doo, where she had a little crush on Freddy for a while, too. Like, you know, they had to really be open about her because the crowd had so many questions, it said.
I mean, does she have to be lesbian?
I don't know. I guess it was just one of the things back then. Like,
I mean, I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with it.
There's nothing wrong with that.
It's like,
but,
why make a change after that many years?
Right. And then her most famous line ever. Besides Jinkies, the second famous line ever, my glasses, I can't see without them,
right,
was actually said by the voice actor in the first reading when she done her first reading trying to get the part. And the writers thought it was so cute, so they kept that line. That's amazing. Can you imagine?
Every episode.
Every episode she's like, my glasses, I can't see without them. My hero, I know.
I've been looking at the Frank Welker's voice on IMDb. This guy has been doing, like, this dude must be, like, the man, like, besides Mel Blanc, is it Mel? No. What's the voice actor that did Bugs Bunny's name? That's going to drive me crazy, and I have the internet right here. Bugs Bunny's voice actor was Mel Blanc, yeah, I was right. Besides Mel Blanc, this guy, Frank Welker, has got to be like the man of 1,000 voices. He's done everything. Like, any franchise you can think of that's got a character that needs a voice, it's this guy.
Y'all heard
out there. Garfield, he was Fred, he was Scooby, he was a gremlin. He was the dude in the gorilla suit in SpongeBob, for Christ's sake. I mean, and if I'm correct, isn't Frank Welker Yoda?
Is he or is he Miss Piggy? Is that the one that looks
like? I think Frank Welker is also Miss Piggy, but I just wanted to make sure. Because if that's true, this guy's got some range.
Right.
Frank, damn it. Never mind, people. I'm a moron. But yeah, Frank Oz was Miss Piggy, wasn't it?
Yeah. Me and Ryan were just about a month ago woke to the version of
I did not know Miss Piggy was a man, okay?
Miss Piggy, we watched one of the first Muppet movies, which
Wait,
me and
what?
Ryan were big Muppet. We watched which one was it that we watched?
Muppets Take Manhattan.
Muppets Take Manhattan. And at the end, it has all the where the names or whatever. Well, this one was a special edition because we love the Muppets, and we got the special edition. And at the end, it was, like, talking about things. And the guy that plays Kermit was like, it was always odd to me because well, you have these loving scenes, and I look over, and Oz is just looking at me. And because he plays the voice of Miss Piggy. And Ryan literally had a whole mouthful of drink and shot it out. And we had to rewind it three times to prove it. Well, yeah.
For some reason,
so
when
we
you said that, I thought this was some kind of new, like, LBGNOB Miss Piggy or something, and it was like,
no.
Miss Piggy's
no,
not the man.
Been...
Well, no, that's not true. In the movie, one of them, it was him. Eric Jacobson is the actor that's known to give the most recent voice of Miss
Piggy.
But
it's still another man. So, like, Miss Piggy has been played by a man for a long time.
I did not
But it just blew our mind because Frank Oz is the voice of Yoda and also the voice of Miss Piggy. Like, can you imagine?
Frank Oz was the voice of any little creature that went, or anything in, like, the 70s, 80s, and 90s.
It just blew my mind.
Really?
Like,
He was voiced by Frank Oz from 1976 until 2002.
See, I told you.
But anyway, back to Scoob.
All right. Well, I have a fan question that just came in. This is for either of us here. Our favorite Scooby-Doo villain of all time.
Oh, that's a good one.
I like the hideous clown from, like, the OG Scooby-Doo. Like, the circus episode.
When they're in the carnival or whatever it is.
Yeah. Or the Ape-Man, that's a good one. I mean, there's so many good ones from back in the day. Ooh, the witch and the zombie. That one wins.
Hang on, let me...
I don't know.
I don't remember the name. Like, the original Creeper... The green, like the Frankenstein looking guy, he's really iconic.
Here's the Joker and the Penguin. I mean, from the new Scooby-Doo movie.
Yeah, but that's also.
I'll send my count.
Because obviously, I'm going to say the Joker every time. Ghost Captain Cutler.
Yeah, that was
the... Yeah, that's the dude in, like, the neon, like, the underwater suit or whatever with the big helmet.
I like Redbeard's ghost. The go-away ghost ship.
What about the Minor 49ers? The Minor 49ers.
And then also, like, 49ers. And then I agree with you. The Witch Doctor was kind of...
That's iconic.
Yeah.
Charlie the Robot from the the arcade or whatever.
Yeah.
One where Scooby's away in the barrel.
What about the Caveman?
Yeah, Caveman's pretty iconic.
Yeah.
My sister was probably the Ghost Clown because she hated clowns so much.
That's the one he was talking about earlier, I think.
Yeah,
so.
That was...
Big
yeah.
Top. Mm-hmm.
That was our sister.
He had a very
sisters.
Creepy face.
What about the ghost of Mr. Hyde? Like, I always loved the Dr.
Oh,
Jones
that was
Mr. Hyde crossover.
Yeah. I like the booby trap at the front door on that one when they ring the bell and, like, shoots them down and shit.
The very first Scooby-Doo villain ever with the Black Knight. I mean, that's just so, like, the whole walking past the suit of armor is just everywhere now. Like, you can't walk. You can't tell me you don't walk in a museum or something and you don't walk past a suit of armor and you don't think that it's staring at you when you go past this.
Right. That is true.
The car monster, which I think showed up in the actual live-action films.
Yeah. All right, next question. Favorite Scooby-Doo ripoff show? Because there's so many of them.
Okay, so what's the rules for it being a ripoff? Does it have to have, like, an animal?
It has to have a It doesn't have to be an animal. There's one that has a car. There's a few different versions. But it has to be like a group of young teens that are hip at the time or whatever, and some kind of talking something else. You know what I mean? Like an animal, a tree. You know, something like that.
What about Josie and the Pussycats? I mean, would those really be a ripoff though?
Yeah, I mean,
they didn't have an animal.
Good one,
they were. Yeah.
Speed Buggy is a really. I just looked up a
Speed Buggy.
Blatantly.
Oh my gosh, it really is.
Like,
I didn't even think about
that. The main guy in the car literally looks like they just took Shaggy and put a pair of goggles
and
on.
Red hair on him. Let's see it.
Yeah.
They even have a crossover episode with Scooby-Doo and Speed Buggy team up.
Probably the most blatant is Butch Cassidy, though. The Sundance Kids. Like, they're not exactly solving crimes, but there's a goofy kid, there's a dog, there's a guy with an ascot.
What about Super Friends?
Look up Jabber Drones.
Yeah, Jabber Dogs.
Straight
what
rip off.
What is Goober Ghost Chasers?
Goober
Have
Ghost
Chasers? Goober and the Ghost Chasers. This one is 1973 by Hanna-Barbera. They're ghost hunters. Three of the teams are reporters. There's a dog that wears a hat. The dog can turn invisible at random and will directly turn to the audience and communicate. Like, it's literally, like, just a different version of Scooby-Doo.
Hmm.
Oh, wow.
I've
never heard of them.
Did y'all ever see the Captain Caveman and Teen Angel?
No.
Captain Caveman.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta say, though, Jabberjaw, I don't think I'm going to.
But I have to say, pulling up the pictures and looking at them.
Yeah, it's different when you
see the Speed Buggy one.
You know, Jabberjaw, I get it. He's a shark. He talks. But
have you guys ever watched Jabberjaw, though? Like,
I've watched Jabberjaw.
I'm pretty sure they just redid Scooby-Doo episodes with a shark, is what I think happened with Jabberjaw.
Ryan is a huge shark fan. So, like, watching anything cartoon or real with sharks. So he watched that quite a bit, actually.
Buford and
Jabberjaw
the Galloping
Ghost. I got nothing against you. Yeah,
oh,
what's this Goody show?
I didn't really put any connection with Scooby-Doo. I mean, besides the fact that they have an animal.
I only did when they were on, like, back-to-back. Because on Boomerang, it would be, like, back-to-back of, like, you know, Flintstones, Scooby-Doo, Jabberjaws, you know, Smurfs, all that nonsense.
I found the best one, possibly the worst. The New Schmoo, 1979 through 1980, 1 year.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so it's about...
Okay, I
got to
see this. What am I looking at?
The New Schmoo.
S-H-M-O-O. It is a shifting creature called Schmoo that solves mysteries. They literally have a mystery mobile. The Schmoo appeared in a satire cartoon called Little Abner. There was a 1948 sequence. The entire race of Schmoos were wiped out. This is the last remaining Schmoo. And
Go back up. Does he not look like Chris Farley in cartoon form?
He does kind of look like Chris Farley.
I was just about to say, why is Chris Farley and David Spade in this?
I know.
Can we ask why the Schmoo looks like a penis with facial hair?
I was thinking it was like a penis / Marley / what the hell is going on with this? This is a legit show.
I don't like the way it looks at me.
Do you expect anything less of something with Chris Farley in it as a cartoon?
It's
like,
not really Chris.
I know, but come on. That is like...
Well, it literally looks like Chris Farley, David Spade, and a hot chick would make this show together.
with a cartoon, you know?
I mean,
this is like Tommy Boy 3.
Tommy Boy 3?
What?
There was a... What is the... Did we already say, ask which was our least favorite of the shows?
Uh-oh. That's what our favorite one was.
Yeah, so obviously the best is probably either the original or... I had a really big soft spot for What's New Scooby-Doo, especially for the theme song.
Yeah.
What's New Scooby-Doo? We're going to get demonetized, so I'm not going to sing that. But,
we do not own
the rights. Oh, my God.
We do not What's New
I got
Scooby-Doo
one more
song.
Rip-off before we go on. There's one more rip-off, and they were on Scooby-Doo. So this is a spin-off of a Scooby-Doo. It's called The Robotic Stooges, and it's the Three Stooges as robots.
Oh, my.
Hold your butts.
Larry, Curly, Mo.
I mean, oh, my gosh. It's literally just the Three Stooges.
Yeah.
As, like, a Specter Gadget-looking robot.
Oh, my God. Look at Curly in that big...
Come on, Curly.
Big outfit.
So what was your favorite crossover of Scooby-Doo?
Oh, Batman and Robin.
Batman and Robin, Don
Knotts. Why are there ostriches here? Why are there so many ostriches?
Okay, so, you know, Scooby-Doo was one of the original, like, cartoons where they actually had real-life people come on, they cartoon up. They made them into a cartoon to be on the show. Like,
yeah, especially the new Scooby-Doo movie.
Yeah,
they had The Rock Kiss was on their show as a guest star.
Kiss Day Santa?
Yeah. Steve Urkel from Family Matters was on Scooby-Doo.
My gosh.
Like, I mean, like, come on.
Weird Al.
I'm going to look it up.
You had Weird Al on there. You've had
Weird Al was
the WWE's been on there.
I mean... It's to be expected that Weird Al would be on something like that, though. I mean, what do you
think? I think there's
Weird
even,
Al?
Like, there's, like, a full episode about where they go to, like, Weird Al's fucking music camp or something like that.
Weird Al has a food camp?
Some kind of music camp thing that they went to. It's one of the new Scooby-Doos. It's either What's New Scooby-Doo or... What's the other one right after that?
Then, you know, back then, you know, it was popular. What business did Sonny and Cher on Scooby-Doo?
I
love
it.
I mean,
look, they said that I Love Lucy and the Adventures of Superman.
Okay. I'm just saying, though, because, like, for example, the episode they're on is Island of the Shark Men. Please tell me why the mystery crew's here, and they're like, who's going to help us find out who the shark people are? Oh, look, it's Sonny and Cher. But that makes no sense.
I love it. They made it work.
Like, you can tell the pot.
The Don Knotts one makes no sense either, because theirs is they go to a random house after their car breaks down and he's playing random characters in the house.
Laurel and Hardy were in there. Phyllis Diller is another one. There just happens to be Phyllis Diller in a mansion when they walk in.
Right, yeah. They even did I can't remember what version this was. It was back in the day, but they even did a version where it was an episode where it was like Scooby-Doo, This Is Your Life. And it was supposed to be like after the gang split up, but like they brought like the gang back a little bit, and he was like, you know, like telling old stories and shit, and like Fred, like a crime happened and they all thought it was Fred that did it, and that was like the big thing for it or something. I don't know why I thought of that. Sorry, guys. Don't smoke pot. It makes you think of random things at random times.
I don't know.
What was your favorite theme song for Scooby-Doo?
Oh, I mean, the original is so iconic.
Yeah, with you for sure, yeah. Now, I do like the is it What's New Scooby-Doo one? That one wasn't too bad. What's new, Scooby-Doo?
Let's solve that mystery.
Is that the one that's, is it Switchfoot or one of those bands that does it?
Please, God, tell me Switchfoot does a Scooby-Doo.
I'm pretty sure
I was thinking like 182.
No, no, it's not. It's either Switchfoot or they run an episode of it. Some
the pot is strong.
They sing that song, "We Were Meant for So Much More," and they lost us.
Yeah, it's very spoof.
Are you serious? They did a Scooby-Doo song?
No.
Oh.
I think they actually play, like...
Okay, people. I was about to be, like, flabbergasted.
I don't know. People think it might be, but I don't know.
Simple Plan did
Simple Plan, or whatever. I knew it was close. Simple Plan.
Yep.
It was Simple Plan. Yes, that's what it was.
Scooby-Doo?
No, the Simple Plan version.
That is Simple Plan.
Oh, yeah. Hold on.
Yeah. Gonna call that mystery. I mean, that's just like...
Thank you, Simple
it's
Plan.
It's not the best, but it's like, besides the other... Like, you know, the classic Scooby-Doo, Where Are You song. None of the other ones even come close, in my opinion.
Well, I mean, the one with Scrappy, it's not really a song. The beginning of it's like Scooby's waiting at the train station for Scrappy to get tossed out, and then he's, like,
yeah,
talking.
The whole song, the fact that you have to watch a show with Scrappy in it.
Yeah.
I love how
and then
the movie,
new
they're like, how do you fuck? Jeez, man. Puppy power! Hate that little pet.
Anyway.
Like, universally, everybody's least favorite person from Scooby-Doo is Scrappy. That's just universally known, right?
Go to the internet. Right. Worst Scooby. I'm just doing it because I know it's the answer. Worst Scooby-Doo character. It's either going to be... Shut up, Blake. Not villain. I said character.
I said character. Worst Scooby-Doo
well, okay.
characters. Let's see here.
Scoob. Look up Scrappy-Doo for a second. We got time, right? How much time?
Listen,
number 15, Scrappy Doo.
Hang on. That's a lie. That's wrong.
Who is the least popular Scooby-Doo character?
Scrappy Doo.
Scrappy Doo. Warner Brothers announced that Scrappy Doo.
Okay.
While everyone loves to hate Scrappy Doo, believe it or not, the character was originally created to save Scooby-Doo from cancellation after a serious drop in ratings in the late 70s.
He doesn't even look like a dog. Look at him. Where's the body
oh my God. Are you guys looking at the same list I'm looking at? The 15 worst character or most popular Scooby-Doo characters? Scrappy-Doo made
like
number 15.
Oh,
I'm literally looking at a list right here from Looper.com. Scrappy-Doo made number 15 in the most popular characters.
Yeah.
Popular?
Yeah. No,
no, no,
ranked
no, no.
as the worst.
Slim Flam is number 14. Which is a little boy from 13 goes.
Yeah.
Number 13 is Hot Dog Water. Why do I not remember this character? Who's Hot Dog Water?
They hate Scrappy-Doo so much that the TV show, the adult show, Harvey Birdman, Attorney at Law, which is on Adult Swim, which also has characters that look like Hanna-Barbera, they often show Scrappy as a corpse in a jail cell just to keep, you know, kicking the dead horse. That people don't like Scrappy-Doo.
Bro, the funniest Scrappy-Doo thing I ever saw was it was one of those shorts that came on like Boomerang or Cartoon Network, and it was like the characters were like trying to come out for lunch, right? And they're like walking out of the building, and Scrappy's in front of it, and he can't get in because the security won't let him in. And you see Shaggy in the background, like, and then kind of sneak off and shit behind him. And he's like, "Do you know who I am? Oh. I'm Scrappy."
I don't know.
Y'all didn't watch enough Boomerang as a kid.
I also didn't like how when they had Scrappy, just every once in a while Daphne would be there. And it's like, where's Fred and Velma out? Like, why bring Daphne back for a three-man team? or a two-man woman team with Trappy. I don't understand.
She
I mean, I wouldn't have been fine
with,
like, knowing, like, everyone.
Scooby was
like,
her drug dealer.
Something. But he's so, so awful.
All right. We got about 5 minutes left. I got one more fan question I got wrote in right now. Favorite mystery solving dog, Scooby Doo or Blue's Clues?
Oh, Scooby Doo.
Scooby Doo.
Blue's got giant blue paw prints all over the house. I mean.
No, I mean, you know, I'm sure Scooby Doo would enjoy.
Technically, you know what? Blue's
like
not
it.
Solving the mysteries if you think about it. He's creating the mystery.
Oh, he's leaving the clue.
He solves them.
He's leaving the...
Is Blue a boy or a girl, by the way?
Girl.
I don't know.
I think.
Isn't there
a girl
version of two?
I don't know. Hold on, let me look at this. Why do y'all ask me hard questions?
I'm sorry. Blue is non-binary.
I don't...
Whatever.
I don't think
he pee standing up. Blue pee standing up like, I don't know.
Is.
No, the only abomination that stands up is Scrap.
Okay,
let me ask you
Blue's Clues. Blue is a girl puppy who communicates to Steve and Joe through barks, which they understand. So, Blue is a girl.
Craziness. Who do you think would win in a cage fight, Scrappy Doo? Or, let's see, who's a good character to put him up against? Ooh, Jabberjaw.
Jabberjaw. He's a shark, bro.
But what if it wasn't in the water?
Shark, yeah. He still wins. He walks on land. I mean, I was playing a cool TV show, but if I saw a great white shark just walking around, I'd be scared to death.
I'm not going to lie. I'd kind of be scared, too, bro, if I just looked over and there was, like, a shark walking. I can see that.
Just walking around. Like the one from Suicide Squad? Yeah, I'd be terrified.
Yeah. That's why I'm
so
scared of tornadoes, man. There's a bunch of sharks in them.
What's our show next week going to be?
Oh, dearie dear. Whose turn is it to choose, anyway?
We all know I chose Ninja Turtles, so...
Who chose Scooby-Doo?
Dakota.
Damn it.
I only said Scooby-Doo last week, and we just went with it.
I'm unprepared! Give me like one thing.
Good, you only have 2 minutes for the show.
Get to the chopper. I'll be back. Next week is the best of Arnold versus.
If it's okay with y'all, if we could do one more cartoon series the next show, and then we'll move on to a different genre.
Okay, and what do you want to do?
Let's do Transformers.
I'm in just because I saw the new one the other day, and the new movie is
I'm talking
awesome.
About like, more than meets the eye.
Back when Bumblebee was a bug.
You cannot let this go.
I cannot. I mean, his name is Bumblebee, for Pete's sake. Then we're going to make him a Camaro.
Black and yellow.
Nobody cares about B anyway. It's Optimus all day long.
Hush your face. He's a second favorite.
I would go to war with anyone if Optimus would, like, okay, I could be at MAPCO, and Optimus would come up and be like, join the cause. And I would just, like, drop my shit, pick up a gun, and not even know where I'm going and fight for that robot.
And he says, I'm the dramatic one.
You sit there and listen to any speech by Peter Cullen, who plays Optimus Prime, who also is Eeyore, by the way. That's our little...
I cannot...
We will talk about that next week. But, yeah, remind me, Eeyore and Optimus Prime are the same person. But it's literally just depressed Optimus Prime. I guess we got to go fight the Decepticons.
I cannot look at him differently now. Anyway.
Yeah. But, yeah,
oh,
I figured
God.
There's a lot of content for Transformers. We can probably at least get one episode, and then we may revisit it later.
That'd be good, yeah. Transformers is a good topic because there's so many different shows of it out there from back in the day, plus when we were kids. I mean, was it Beast Wars? I remember from, I think
I'm watching that right now. It is cringe as hell. Like, because I just saw the new movie the other day. And
I kind of liked a little bit of the new movie. Like, the new movie isn't that bad. It's not great, but it isn't the worst.
It is not the worst. I will discuss my feelings next time, but it is not the best, but not the worst of the Transformers.
I want to throw this out there. I think the worst one and the dumbest one, and here's why I think, I don't know which one it is. It has Mark Wahlberg in it.
No.
And I think it's dumb because his daughter is dating this dude that's like 18 or 19. She's like 16 or 17. And there's a part where he's like, "You're dating my daughter and that's underage." And he's like, "I have a card." And I'm like, "What?" You got a party go around dating
him? No. Revenge of the Fallen is the worst. But you're right. I had mixed feelings about the Mark Wahlberg ones. But yeah,
perverted if you just look through that movie a little bit. If you look through the cool robots turning into cars and shooting things, it's kind of perverted.
It goes Revenge of the Fallen, The Last Knight, Rise of the Apes, Dark of the Moon, and then the original.
Yeah. Anyway.
The original is the best.
Next week we'll be coming back to you with Transformers.
More than meets the thighs.
And how they're connected to G.I. Joe.
What?
And how they're connected to G.I. Joe.
There we go.
Damn you, Dakota. I wanted to forget that.
Okay, I think we're over.
You're really going to hate the new movie then, bro. You really want to forget how they're connected. I don't want to give it away, but you're really going to hate the new movie at the end.
All right, I'm good.
He's like, I'm done talking about this shit now. All right, guys. It's been fun. We'll do another episode next Thursday on Transformers. It's going to be awesome. There's going to be Ask Me Levice on Monday. I don't know if Sarah's coming back on or not, I think. Maybe.
Maybe. We'll see.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, as of right now, yes, she's coming, but if something comes up, it'll be the next one. So.
Cool beans. And then we might be doing a stash on Wednesday. Who knows? I say that every week, and we hardly ever do one. Hint, Logan,
cool.
If you're listening.
Goody.
If you're listening, Logan. Oh, and hey, I want to do a shout-out to South Africa because we now have listeners in South Africa, guys. So we're moving on up around the world.
Nice. Wunderbar.
Yep, and now we lost.
What he said.
That was German.
Right, we actually got listeners in 14 different countries or continents. 14 different countries.
Countries?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, 14 different somethings. We're 14 different somethings, guys. 14 people are listening to this show right now. No, we have listeners all over, though. Hold on one second. It's late, guys, all right? My brain don't work after like 8:30. Okay, right now we got listeners in the U.S., the U.K., Brazil, Iraq, Indonesia. I know I can't pronounce that right. China. Did I already say India? If not, we got listeners there too. South Africa, Canada, Germany. Let's see what else. And Iraq. So we got listeners all over, guys.
Which
is crazy. And fuck Denmark. Inside joke from when we first started the show. We had listeners in Denmark. We had listeners in Denmark, and then they dropped us because of Shane.
Yeah.
We're just going to throw that out there.
All of a sudden, they were not here all day.
Well, I guess they just, need to come back over.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't, change jokes about how they ride bicycles up hills or some shit. I forgot what it was.
No, it was the granny porn, remember?
Denmark people don't like granny porn?
Literally, the episode after we talked about granny porn, they dropped
it. I mean, I'm not a particular fan of granny porn.
It was a joke that he did, which was hilarious, by the way. It was not meant to.
I don't know how it got brought up either, but it was brought up.
it was hilarious. We laughed about it most of the show.
I would think so, because how does grandmother porn just come up in the kind of...
It was a miscommunication of wording.
I would say so.
And, all Shane heard was granny porn. We went from that from slut pizza stuff. It was bad. It was funny, though, but anyway, we lost Denmark. They didn't follow our...
You lost the entire country!
Yeah,
anyway.
We lost them all. they're not even on the map anymore. Denmark's not even on the map anymore.
We'll talk about
grandfather
court!
But anyway...
Anyways,
we'll see you next time.
Remember, always roast the world. Why?
Because the world needs roasting.
Roasting!
Anyway, there you go. Bye, everybody.